Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience, it's confidence. Purolator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purolator, keep it purring. Some people pay other people to turn a wrench, swap their oil filter. Me, DIY, all day. This isn't convenience, it's confidence. Purolator 20K oil filters. Clean oil, more miles. Over 99% filter to perfection. Only at Walmart.com or select Walmart stores. Purolator, keep it purring.
Today on Dark Side of the News, they're brushing it under the rug, says a mom of a sect leader found mummified and wrapped in Christmas lights. In the Josh Duggar porn case, why motions to dismiss evidence were denied by a judge. A California mom is accused of throwing secret alcohol-filled parties for teens and watching them have sex. And a California father beaten to death after allegedly trying to run over a group of people with a truck.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of...
That it is, Dark Side of the News today, going down a whole laundry list of interesting folks. If you like our program, please help us stay on the air. Become a Dark Sider. Sign up to do that over at darksidepod.com or go over to patreon.com and search Dark Side of... And right there, you become a Dark Sider. You get access to all of our episodes, all commercial free. You get them in advance of their release to the public. You also get exclusive content, extras, all sorts of stuff. And you help keep us on the air. It's only $5 a month. Check it out. Again, patreon.com, search Dark Side Of, or go to darksidepod.com. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's up?
You know, sometimes on this show, I'm like, okay, things can't get crazier and more dark and weird and all that shit. And then tonight, you said, I swear, you just said that the mom was throwing alcohol-fueled parties for teens and watching them have sex?
Yes. And
the mom was doing that?
And in the same headlines, there's a sect leader found mummified and wrapped in Christmas lights.
Yeah, so, like that one, I'm like, whatever. What? The mom's watching teenagers have sex?
Yep.
Like, that's so wrong. And, okay, now circling back to the mummified. Like, what is that all about? And why Christmas lights?
I don't know.
I always have so many questions about the headline part that you read.
You know,
what is going on?
I don't know what's going on, and that's the thing. I try to contemplate this a lot. Is the world crazier now, or is it just that we have access to every single town in the world's crazy headlines that are going to pop up? And in the past, they would have just stayed there. They would have been in the local newspaper, and that was it. Maybe the Associated Press would pick it up as a kicker. And then you get like five of those a day. But it's like every day we have just the endless oodles of this stuff. Is there really more of it going on, or is it just we're all able to be more aware of it that quickly?
I think it's probably a combination of both.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously the world has never had a lack of people willing to do really horrible things and really freaky things.
Sure.
But you just didn't know about it.
Yeah.
But I also think it just seems like more of that happens. But I don't know. You just hear about it? Because exactly. Of the internet now, you hear everything.
And the things that are craziest are going to spread faster. And that's because people are clicking like, share, and things like that. And that's how those things just go. So it's not, you know, just relied upon a media outlet to share the story anymore. Now, you know, someone can make the sex party the biggest headline of the day when there's like a war going on or something, you know? It's not up to, there's no gatekeeper saying this is the top story. No, it's everybody going, the teenage fueled alcohol sex party is the top story. I don't fucking
care. With
the
mom watching. Yeah. That's the weird part. I mean, there's teenage sex parties, I'm sure, all the time.
Yeah.
But moms don't watch.
Yeah.
Usually mom went out with her mom friends and they have usually no idea that kids are doing what the kids are doing.
I think normally, so I mean, I don't want to say normally, but I think historically you would see the headline be more of like the creepy dad or something that's, you know, the predator doing something like that. The mom is, I think that's what kind of makes the story feel different.
So creepy. It'd be creepy with the dad. I'd be just, honestly, I would be just as grossed out if it was the dad.
It's gross either way.
Gross.
It's just we hear far more frequently of the creepy male preying on the teenage girl, you know, to catch a predator type stuff. I don't think there was any To Catch a Predators where it was a female, was there? Where the predator
was? I didn't see all the episodes, but I sure don't remember seeing that.
Yeah. I mean, that would be interesting. I mean, because or does that not go on? Does that not happen? I don't know. It does happen
because you see
frequently
the teachers who are female who got caught having sex with the 14 or 13 year old boy, which I think is creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't get it.
I don't know. It's a crazy world. Let's go to our first story. Headline, they're brushing it under the rug, says mom of sect leader found mummified and wrapped in Christmas lights. This is from People. Amy Carlson's mom and the local sheriff, both speaking to Dateline NBC, challenged a decision to drop criminal charges in the sect leader's mysterious death. A startling discovery by Colorado sheriff's deputies in April grabbed headlines. A mummified body was found wrapped in Christmas lights in someone's home, where it appeared to be the subject of worship by members of a religious sect. Identified those of Lisa Amy Carlson, known as Mother God by followers, and the now defunct Love has one group who shared Carlson's spiritual teachings on YouTube. Remains were further recovered in a sleeping bag with glitter makeup surrounding the eye sockets. I used to say I've seen it all. The county sheriff, Dan Warwick, tells Dateline NBC in a broadcast that airs on the 15th, I believe, of October. So depending on when you're listening to this, check it out. Seven of Carlson's followers were arrested, three on charges of abuse of a corpse and four on charges of tampering with a deceased human body. Authorities allege that Carlson, 45, had died in California and then was transported to the sect's headquarters in Moffat, Colorado, reports the Denver Post, because two children were inside the home at the time of the April 28th discovery. All seven adults were charged with misdemeanor child abuse. But the county sheriff, county district attorney, Alonzo Payne, later dropped all charges, according to the Denver Gazette. You think these people should have faced charges for abuse of a corpse? Dateline correspondent Keith Morrison asked the sheriff after Payne's decision. I do, says Warwick, an excerpt. Carlson's mother, Linda Hawthorne, also subjected the prosecutor's decision. She tells the show, it seems like they're kind of brushing it under the rug, she says. That's the way I feel anyway. The prosecutor defended his decision. Our office looked at all the documents and everything that was provided, says Payne. And from our perspective, the allegations could not be met beyond a reasonable doubt. In an arrest affidavit previously obtained by People, local law enforcement said they were tipped off to the corpse by Miguel Lamboy, who they believed was a member of the sect, about which the sheriff's department said they had received many complaints from families within the United States saying that the group is brainwashing people and stealing their money. The affidavit states that Lamboy told investigators that five members of his group had asked to stay at his place on April 27th. Lamboy ran several errands, and when he returned, he found the deceased Carlson there. Lamboy told authorities that Carlson's eyes appeared to be missing. She looked mummified, and her teeth were exposed through the lips, according to the affidavit. The affidavit further stated the corpse had glitter-type makeup on around the eyes, and the mummified remains were decorated with Christmas tree lights in what authorities describe as a shrine. A live stream from Love Has Won members on April 16th stated that Carlson was very, very, very close to dying and that she's slowly, slowly going out of her vessel. In another live stream on April 24th, members claimed Carlson was in status and refusing medical care. The county coroner, who identified Carlson's remains through DNA testing, said that in July that he had not been able to identify the cause of death, reports the Denver Post, because he was still searching for a lab that could test the body for heavy metals, such as those that sect members broke down through electrolysis to sell online as health aids. I watched some of their YouTube videos, coroner Tom Perrin told the outlet. It seems like they were claiming it would cure certain things or improve your health. Wow, so they were even YouTube salespeople. I'm excited to watch this episode of Dateline.
She was also, before she was dead, was on Dr. Phil.
No kidding.
And you know how I love Dr. Phil.
Yeah, well, that is her, isn't it? I saw the, do you remember the episode?
Just Mother God, was it? I can't remember the name of it, but it wasn't that long ago. It was within the last year.
Really?
Yeah. And she was not in good health.
Okay.
But it was a rather interesting... I mean, it wasn't like she had this massive cult following, but she definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just so interesting. Because when you said that, I was like, wait, I saw her on Dr. Phil. And then to know from Dr. Phil, then she ended up wrapped up in dead in Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. It's just so strange. And then the weird thing about her teeth coming out from her lip or something. Like,
yeah.
What was that? Sounded gross. Like, I don't know. That's just so strange. But then, you know, these people honestly could have thought, well, we'll just, you know, eventually she'll rise from the dead, so we're not going to do anything because mm-hmm. we believe that she's not going to die.
That's, there's like every aspect of thinking that gets kind of shut down, and I think that's what allows for this to kind of happen. I'm trying to pull up the Dr. Phil interview. Here's, I think, kind of the highlights of it.
Children, correct?
Yes, I do.
And you left those children when they were 2, 7, and 12 and just up and left them. But yet you call yourself Mother God. How do you explain abandoning your children?
For me, I did not abandon my children. I begged my angels not. I didn't want to leave. And they told me I had to go on mission. If I didn't do it, then no one else would. And I had to make a jump and I had to make a decision.
So just a higher calling.
Yes, absolutely.
A higher calling.
I gave over all the papers to their fathers and said, thank you for taking care of our children. I appreciate it. And I left on mission. Did my heart break every day for about a year? Yes.
There's something, I mean, that's not a mission. There's no higher calling that's going to tell you, abandon your children. That's exactly. It's called a mental illness, is what that's called.
And is there a higher calling than being a parent? Like, there once you've brought those children into the world, isn't that your mission?
Yes, that is priority number one once you've created a human being.
But the part that really got me, she said, do you think, what was that thing she said at the very end? Do you think that it didn't, like, eat me up every day for about a year?
Yeah, fuck you. It's like, you're just saying
for
that.
For a year?
This is someone who's learned how to interact with society and not look, well, I mean, she looks pretty crazy, but she has little skills of trying to add things in there to give her humanity. And that's one of the, it's just like, say this out loud. They seem to react to think that's a good thing. You know, that's what that is.
These people truly, and it's a small following. Like, yeah. It didn't seem like there was hundreds. It seemed like there was tens of people.
Yeah.
But they truly believe in what she said.
I know.
And they even had her siblings, like her sister was on and maybe her mother. I can't remember now because that was a lot of Dr. Phil episodes ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like just the fact that you could up and leave your kids.
Yeah. Oh, there's more. Let's listen a little bit more, Dr. Phil.
I need your help explaining something for me, because your mother said that you were never really maternal, and I'm really curious why you locked a child in the closet. Take a look at this.
Let me paint the picture here for you, too. This is like a video from inside their cult, and they have a bunch of just weird, like, shit they would have found at one of the weird stores in the mall hanging on the wall with a bunch of Christmas lights, kind of reminiscent of Stranger Things.
What she was wrapped up in.
Yeah, and she's rocking this child back and forth right now. Go ahead.
I would like to preface this because this part really did bother me.
Okay.
Because I felt it was very abusive.
I have a problem about that. Okay. Time out.
Shirtless guy grabs the child and takes it from the mom.
Yeah, I got it.
And locked him in the closet.
And the kid's like two.
Yeah, and this is a small, small child.
And the screaming just really got me.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Mother.
Thank you.
Good job. Go to mother.
Come eat her.
Go to mother.
Come eat her. Oh, you want to do the one? You want to do it over again? Back up.
Two more.
Yep.
Time out. Two more.
Yep. You're not listening.
That's not a timeout when you put them in a dark room.
And when you say a two-year-old's not listening, they're not capable. When they get that really freaked out face, because there was a dark closet and they're just sticking the kid in it.
Now she's smoking while she's disciplining the kid.
While other people, she's just dictating what to do.
Yeah, everyone else like keeps, there's all these other people coming in and out, like moving the child around. Now she's telling the child to, she's telling the child to surrender.
And the kids too.
I'll just 1-2-3 game. I'm not kidding about that.
I'm sorry. I need you to help me with that. Explain that to me.
I will help you with that. What was happening in that group dynamic is that these children came to see me, and they're in their environment. They were very dysfunctional. They hadn't been disciplined. And I feel that's, you know, the majority of humanity hasn't had discipline, and children have to have boundaries. So what was happening is that they didn't have any boundaries. We started coming up with ideas of how to assist them. One of my ideas was, you know, just whatever their age is, just 2 minutes of timeout. And if they can't, you know, get it, then they go back in timeout. I mean, screaming behavior is, you know, why are they screaming? Why are they out of control? And I was assisting in that situation with the mother and the father.
Well, it wasn't even her kid.
Dr. Phil doesn't go for that shit.
To lock a child in a closet like that. And what really bothers me is not the poor judgment that I see on your part, but the fact that I'm looking at 5 or 6 or 7 adults in the room, and not one person in the room has the backbone to stand up and say, this is not okay. You're not going to bully and abuse this child and traumatize them by putting them in a closet with a closed door like this.
What we were doing is experimenting.
On a child.
On a child, he said.
In a closet. They were put in timeout, Dr. Phil.
In a closet.
Timeout.
In a closet.
Yeah.
With a closed door.
Well, they were in dark. So that they could focus and center on themselves. And we put an adult there with them.
There was an adult in the closet.
Of course.
Bullshit.
I don't believe that.
There wasn't.
No. Oh my! So they could center themselves. And she's like holding her hands
but
together.
The
kids like praying.
Too.
They're two. They're not going to. Maybe they can do some yoga poses as well while they're in there. And really just kind of, you know, bring their chi back into focus. Like, you're insane.
The whole thing was really strange. I can't remember now, but she's like sitting on a bed or something. And then there's some people acting like nothing really is up.
And she's dead now? She's the dead one?
Yeah, she's
oh,
the
yes. dead. Oh, the world has lost an angel. Good. Well, let's go to our next one. Oh, look, more fun. This one is in my neck of the woods. Josh Duggar, child porn case. Why motions to dismiss evidence were denied by the judge. Let's dive into this one again. This one's coming from People. Duggar's legal team previously tried to get evidence in his case dismissed ahead of his November trial. We're getting close to this. It's going to be some exclusive episodes to that. In a new court filing, the judge presiding over Josh Duggar's child sex abuse material case outlined his reasoning behind denying the former reality star's request to get evidence dismissed ahead of his November 30th trial. Duggar, 33, has been charged with receiving and possessing child sex abuse material. He pled not guilty following his April arrest and was released pending the trial. In recent months, his defense team has filed multiple motions regarding the evidence in the case, which were denied at a September 27th hearing. The defense requests included a motion to suppress statements Duggar allegedly made to federal agents during the course of their investigation, a motion to dismiss the case entirely, and claims that investigators failed to preserve potentially exculpatory evidence, a motion to suppress photographs of Duggar's hands and feet taken while he was in custody, and a motion to dismiss Duggar's indictment because of technicalities over who was running the Department of Homeland Security at the time of their investigation. District Judge Timothy L. Brooks addressed each of the motions and why they were denied in a document filed Wednesday, obtained by People. The first motion was in regards to statements Duggar made to federal agents in November 2019 when they executed a search warrant in the car lot where he worked at the time. His lawyers argued that what Duggar said to agents, including allegedly asking, "What is this about? Has somebody been downloading child pornography?" should be suppressed because he has previously asserted his right to counsel. The judge, however, wrote that because Mr. Duggar was never in custody during the interaction with the agents, his statements would not be suppressed. The next motion claimed the photos were taken of Duggar's hands and feet, which show a scar on one of his hands, were a violation of his Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights, and said that law enforcement officials should have obtained warrants before taking them. Brooks denied this because there's no legal authority to suggest agents need a warrant before they could photograph Mr. Duggar's hands and feet, he wrote. Additionally noting Mr. Duggar consented to being photographed. The judge said their third motion, which called for Duggar's indictment to be dismissed, was frivolous and had no legal support. Finally, Duggar's lawyers claimed that in the course of their investigation, federal agents failed to preserve potentially exculpatory evidence because they did not perform forensic analysis of electronic devices other than Duggar's. The court finds that law enforcement's decision not to forensically search and image certain electronic devices was made pursuant to a good faith belief that such additional investigative steps were unnecessary, Brooks wrote, denying the fourth motion. Duggar, who prosecutors believe had more than 200 images of children on his computer, is no stranger to controversy. In 2015, news broke that he had allegedly molested 5 underage girls as a teenager. 2 of his sisters, Jill and Jessa, 30 and 28 now, later came forward as the 2 victims. Amid his current legal woes, TLC canceled the Duggar family's reality series Counting On. In the meantime, the network has said it felt it was important to give the Duggar family the opportunity to address the situation privately. So there's all the reasoning as to... They're going to find something in those pictures, or they got something in those pictures that matches that that scar or whatever.
Well,
that's my guess.
Here's what I don't get. Like, okay, so you took pictures of his hands.
Yeah.
So you're in court, and he's sitting right there. Like, the whole OJ tried to put on this glove thing. Mm-hmm. Couldn't you just go, Josh, hold up your hands? And it's like, look, he's got this scar.
Maybe it's not super definitive, and it'd be, you could argue it. Maybe there's something where they could really zoom in on the pictures that they took and also identify it really, really forensically by measurements and things like
perhaps,
that.
Perhaps, yeah.
Where you can have a side-by-side slide that comes up and goes.
But it just seems to me, it's like, we can look at your hands.
Sure. It probably just depends how, you know, obvious it is. Maybe and just look at, you could measure the fingers, you could, everything, you know, having those pictures to match to his actual hands, I think is going to be a very key piece in something with this case, where they'd look at it and go, what's the odds of anyone else having these exact
pictures? Exactly.
Take
it's
the scar
a big
away.
Deal, yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah. Take the scar away. Take that away. What if it's just the length of fingers and these exact down to the middle, like 1 in 5 million or something? It's going to be something like that. So I think it'd be kind of funny, because this is, again, I believe it's taking place right next to one of my favorite restaurants downtown. It'd be really kind of fun to go down there at lunch. And then, like, when they walk away, you know, when they come out of court and all the reporters, like, are shouting things at them, I should take my GoPro down there and cover it, but ask, it's like, shout really strange things. Like, do you believe they should bring back Charles in charge? You know, or just things that have absolutely nothing to do with the case, you know.
Would you please do that?
Just all sorts
do that.
Just really,
I would love that so much.
Completely random things, you know, out there. Do you know what happened to Comet from Full House? You know, just things that are based on like television series, so everybody gets what you're talking about. But they're just so off the beaten subject. Why did they get rid of Stone Phillips on Dateline?
And what is he doing now?
Yes.
Is he still handsome?
Are you friends with Matt Lauer? That one. Yeah, that. Well, no,
if
that,
so,
yeah.
Why?
Why?
Is he creepy?
You could just start making accusations when you're shouting, and then other reporters will pick it up going, oh my God, is that something we don't know about? It's like, why did you spend the night last night at the Humane Society in a cage with a golden retriever? You know, something like that. Like, all of a sudden there's a story out like, Josh Duggar allegedly spent night at Humane Society in a cage with golden retriever. Source says.
I swear that's how they get some news, because it's about that valid.
A source says.
Yeah. Poor Meghan and Harry. Everything is always a source said.
Do you think
a source said?
Do you think Jim and Pam are still together? That'd be great.
I would give you money to go do something like that. Like, I think everyone would give you money.
Start a GoFundMe to fund Tony going to court cases shouting crazy shit.
Which would be funny, because it's literally just a couple miles from his house. He doesn't even need gas money. But we'll pay your gas money.
What's your side hustle? People pay me money to go shout crazy things when people come out of court.
I would love it so much. I'll make you some signs to hold up.
Oh my God. That would be funny.
Love that.
Well,
and the signs that you hold up, like, there was this sitcom Father Ted that I just loved, but they protested once, and it was like their sign said, down with this sort of thing. Like, so I want your signs to be kind of like, I really am not happy with you. Yeah,
exactly. Yes.
Like, just totally random shit.
You could have made a different decision.
Yeah. Have you always made such poor decisions? Apparently you have. I'm answering my own question now.
You've had satisfactory behavior.
Because I now just remembered the shit you did with your sister. Awkward.
I like to make signs.
Do you like this sign better or this sign? And that's what it says on the signs.
What's your favorite color?
My dog just got up. He can't even hear. He's like, what is she yelling at? I'm sorry, bud. He's like,
Or shout questions at him that are completely pertaining to a completely different case. It's like, do you think OJ did it? You
know? Oh my God, that's a really good idea. Or it's
like, where is Gabby? Where are you hiding Gabby? Just other thing. I mean, you could.
And that's really sad. Like that's the current really horrific case. But
I know. Did you kill Alex Murdaugh's family? I think that'd be fun.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna. I gotta like. I don't know how to even. I guess.
Just know I'm living for this. So
I wonder what time this happens. Like Harper, I know you're getting off the bus at this certain time, but we have something more important to do. So I'm gonna pick you up early from school so I can go shout crazy things as a child predator comes out of a court.
Or daddy's got something to do, honey. So when you get home from school, I'll be home by 5.
Okay,
just know you're fine for an hour and a half.
Go have an apple and watch a TV show.
Just don't watch the local news, whatever you do.
Watch the local news. Daddy will be there.
I might be on it.
What'd you do now, Dad? That'd be great. Well, hey.
Thanks.
From that to this, a California mom accused of throwing secret alcohol-filled parties for teens and watching them have sex.
Jesus.
You know, she kind of looks like, remember Amy's Baking Company on Kitchen Nightmares several years back? She was like the crazy woman who just was out of her mind, and she had it was kind of a weird, bizarre relationship with her husband, who was much older. And she was just fanatical. And I believe they eventually shut down because they got so many horrible Yelp reviews after that show.
I kind of remember that because, like, I've seen every episode of that like 3 times.
Me too.
But I haven't for a long time. But I do remember that because then she was pissed because they kept getting the horrible Yelp reviews.
Yeah. This looks like.
And I think he kept going back, and I think he did more than one episode with them.
They did. There was a 2-parter, and then there was like even like the season premiere next one was we returned to Amy's Baking Company.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
They had like 3 episodes on them.
Is it her?
No, but it looks like her if she was doing a lot of meth. If you're familiar with what I'm talking about, that's kind of what this woman looks like. The mother of a teenager is being accused of hosting alcohol-fueled sex parties for him and his friends, and then facilitating and watching their sex acts, some of which were non-consensual. Shannon Marie O'Connor from Los Gatos, California, is charged with offenses including felony child abuse, sexual assault, and providing alcohol to minors. For hosting the parties, which she attempted to keep secret, according to the criminal complaint filed with the Santa Clara County Superior Court, O'Connor, 47, allegedly encouraged sex acts among the teens who were in the ages of 14 and 16 years old, like her son, and sometimes watched as well. The parties allegedly took place starting in June 2020 until this past spring, according to the complaint. O'Connor discouraged the teens from telling their parents or anyone else about the parties, saying she could go to jail if anyone was told, and even badgered a 14-year-old girl whom she believed was an informant, according to a statement of facts filed by the Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office. The DA also alleges O'Connor dissuaded the minors from calling for help or the authorities, and one of them passed out on their own vomit after drinking too much. It took a lot of brave children to come forward and to untangle this deeply disturbing case, District Attorney Jeff Rosen said in a news release from the DA's office. As a parent, I'm shocked. As the DA, I'm determined to hold those adults who endanger children fully accountable to the law and our community. O'Connor provided alcohol, including beer, vodka, and Fireball whiskey, and handed out condoms to the underage party guests, the DA claimed in the release. In some cases, O'Connor would Snapchat or text teens to leave their homes in the middle of the night and drink at her home, the DA further alleged. The list of accusations include multiple occasions in which O'Connor allegedly urged intoxicated minors into sexual situations, even watching and laughing as a drunk teen sexually battered a young girl in bed during a party on New Year's Eve. Authorities also allege O'Connor brought an intoxicated male teen into a bedroom where a drunk 14-year-old girl was lying in bed. Authorities say the girl asked her, "Why did you leave me in there with him? Like, why did you, like, do that? Like, you knew, like, what he was going to do to me." O'Connor, who now lives in Idaho and is awaiting extradition to California for an arraignment, also faces felony fraud charges for making over $120,000 in unauthorized charges on a corporate card from a previous job. It was not immediately clear if O'Connor had engaged legal representation to comment on her behalf. Wow, shittiest person of the year award.
That is messed up.
You got to think, I mean, the only thing that you'd want to hear out of this is, and she was on drugs. Because if she's just doing this without being on drugs, that's even more disturbing.
But I can't, that one really bothers me.
Yeah.
And then I kept thinking you were going to say she was like videoing this and like...
She's almost like the madam
of money off of the videos.
No. I think she just enjoyed, I think she, you know, I don't know, maybe it's some weird thing where she just kind of felt like she was a teenager again. And if she was, you know, giving them all permission to do this and being the cool mom or whatever the fuck you would call that.
So messed up.
I know. There's that weird thing, though. I mean, it's one thing to want to, you know, be the house that the kids hang out at because then, you know, they're safe and they're good. But it's another where some of these people take it to this extreme and it's not that they want the kids at the house. They want to be the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's yeah.
Well, and it's just like the whole thing, there's so many things, but like the one teenager vomiting could have died.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how people die when they're vomiting.
Yes.
And they, you know, and like the fact that she's basically encouraging girls to be raped.
Yeah.
And like, that's going to mess you up. And like, what about her sons there? Like, that's a twisted relationship if they're both watching this shit.
Yeah.
And like... how does that guy turn out to be a normal person?
He won't. He'll be in jail by the time he's 17.
You know? So she's messed him up. And I could see, like, I was a teenager. We all were at one point. And, like, my mom was the one who would just leave the house and let us have the big wild party with kegs and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, which wasn't right.
No.
Like, I wouldn't do that if I was a kid. Or a parent?
No.
I wouldn't let my kids do that, but my mom did. And that was funny because everybody thought I had the cool mom. I'm like, I really don't. But it's just, I mean, that makes more sense to me,
mm-hmm.
even though it's not right. But this is like taking it to a whole nother twisted, effed up level.
This is not just the kegs and this is a whole different, yeah. It's like, let me pour the beers for you guys, and here's the condoms.
How would you feel if your child had gone there? And
oh my god, I would be. This would be something where, as a parent, it'd be best if this woman is locked away, because I think as a parent, it'd be very hard not to physically go after her. You know, after something like that, if you found out your child, you know, especially if your child was raped or something at her behest, that would take a lot of self-restraint not to go after her.
I think I'd be going after her.
Yeah, that's why it's best if she's detained for her own protection.
And kids don't say anything. So, you know, it's not like. You know, they're going to keep the secret because I'm sure there was parts of it that were fun. We're getting away with stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of them thought it was great. You know, what could be better in some cases in their minds? And that at that age, that's what you're thinking. But somebody eventually said, this is fucked up. Like, this is not.
But I also think there probably was a level of grooming going on.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
hates to where it secret. Started out as one thing and turned into another thing.
It probably started out as just drinking. And that's a house we can go to and drink at. Okay, great. And then slowly she started adding little things in there here and there. It's like, oh my God, they're making out over there. What do you think if they went further? And then she probably egged it on of some sort and it just kind of kept going. And the kids are like, cool, because they're kids. It's fucked up. Looking at her though, you gotta say drugs for this judgment. I mean, I don't know. I mean, she physically looks like she's on something.
Not an excuse.
Not an excuse at all, but it explains some behavior. God, just fucking weird.
That one bugs
she's
me.
She's got dead eyes. She's just, they are dead. It's like, there's no soul in there in this picture, this mugshot. It's really a creepy one if you look it up. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of The Dark Side of and the News. Thank you guys for listening and keeping us on the air. We could not do it without you. Please check out our Patreon page, patreon.com, search Dark Side of, or go to our website, darksidepod.com, and it takes you there as well. You get $5 a month, gets you access to all the episodes, commercial-free, advanced episodes you get too, extra episodes, all sorts of cool stuff there for you. Check it out and become a Dark Sider, darksidepod.com, or go to patreon.com/darksideup. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Up.
Your social media feed says, eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.